This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. Now that the Supreme Court has weighed in on same-sex marriage, a lot of the focus moves to states. Right now, 13 states and the District of Columbia recognize same-sex marriages. The rest don't. That means married same-sex couples in those other states won't have access to federal marriage benefits unless laws change at the state level. Liberal and conservative groups on both sides of the marriage debate are gearing up for a fight, or 37 fights, actually, in the rest of those states. And that is going to be expensive, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Opponents of same-sex marriage have just lost at the Supreme Court in the six states that approved same-sex marriage in the last year, and they've been losing the fundraising battle. Peter Sprigg is with the Family Research Council.
Our greatest strength is mobilizing people, particularly in the Christian community through churches and so forth, but raising money is a greater challenge for the pro-family movement.
Sprigg says regular churchgoers give to their church first before conservative political campaigns. But the conservatives may get a boost by being the underdog, says Middlebury College political scientist Bert Johnson.
They often feel like they're making a difference if their position is threatened. So I wouldn't be surprised to see the anti-same-sex marriage side doing quite well in fundraising.
As for the other side, the Supreme Court just galvanized its supporters to get the job done all over the country, says Danielle Moody Mills at the Center for American Progress.
You're talking door to door, going around and meeting with legislators, rolling out radio ads and television ads and flyers, and that takes a ton of money.
But with so many hot-button issues out there, marriage, abortion, inequality, could advocates on the same side end up competing for money? Bert Johnson doesn't think so.
People tend to donate based on one particular issue or a small set of issues. I think it's not a zero-sum game. It's more likely to be a positive-sum game.
He says right now, motivated donors are likely to keep taking out their checkbooks again and again. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.